FM News with Natasha Nguni.
And now the news in detail. As Zambia commemorates Labour Day, opposition Citizens First Party has honoured the country's workers while calling for urgent reforms to address what it describes as exploitative labour conditions and unfair wage practices. In a statement, Party Chairperson for Labour, Monde Chishekano, has praised the resilience of Zambian workers across all sectors, from agriculture to healthcare, but expressed concern over the lack of meaningful support and protection for the nation's labour force. She says Labour Day celebrates the resilience of workers across all sectors, but many still face exploitative conditions, low wages and little protection. Meanwhile, Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote has paid tribute to workers across the energy sector, praising their resilience, innovation and unwavering dedication to national development in a special message marking Labour Day. Reflecting on this year's Labour Day theme, Shaping Zambia's Future of Work Through Homegrown Solutions for Inclusive Economic Growth, the Minister has highlighted how the Ministry of Energy is aligning with the vision by championing local expertise and talent. Minister of Mines and Mineral Development Paul Kabuswe has announced that government has issued a total of 700 mining licenses to artisanal small-scale and large-scale miners as part of its strategy to increase mineral production and formalize the mining sector. Speaking when he featured on Thursday's edition of the Hot Seat program this morning, Mr. Kabuswe said the move is a significant step towards achieving the government's ambitious goal of producing 1 million metric tons of copper annually. He has stressed the importance of formalizing artisanal mining operations, describing it as a key component in unlocking the sector's full potential. The minister has also disclosed that government is currently constructing gold marketing centers and is advocating for the establishment of a national gold refinery. Mr. Kabuswe has explained that these initiatives are designed to ensure that all gold mined within the country is accounted for locally, enabling Zambia to derive maximum value from its mineral resources.
We have to make sure that we pick the formalization process of artisanal miners into high gear. So what government is doing now, the formalization process, and that has begun. We talked about the construction of gold marketing centers, which we have put in place. Right now, they are going on the construction of these gold marketing centers. We are going to put washing plants, which the ministry has already procured. We know that we need more. Then we are pushing for the setting up of a gold refinery within Zambia, because that will now capture everything that, you know, is being mined.
A vigilant community in Chingola's Kapisha compound has helped avert a potential electricity supply disruption by foiling an attempted cable theft, underscoring the critical role of public vigilance in the fight against infrastructure vandalism. According to a statement issued by ZESCO Corporate Affairs Department, the attempted theft occurred on Sunday night after residents responded to suspicious noise coming from nearby rooftops. ZESCO has reported that the suspect fled the scene, abandoning 13 pieces of duplex cable valued at 2,563 kwacha, along with a backpack and a pair of gumboots. The company has stated that the swift action by community members helped prevent further damage and safeguarded essential public assets. It says the incident comes as part of ZESCO's broader efforts to curb the theft and vandalism of power infrastructure, which resulted in losses totaling over 1 million kwacha last week alone. ZESCO has further revealed that joint efforts with the Zambia Police Service and local communities led to the arrest of 40 suspects connected to 69 criminal cases, including 59 acts of vandalism. As the country grapples with the ongoing climate crisis, climate smart agriculture advocate Dr. Oliver Bulaya has called for increased investment in dam infrastructure to enhance water security, boost food production, and strengthen resilience in rural communities. Speaking during a site visit to Hanchanga Dam in Monze, Dr. Bulaya has praised the facility's effective management, which has prevented silting and ensured a steady water supply for the surrounding communities. He said dams are vital not only for agricultural production, but also for the overall resilience of the ecosystems. Dr. Bulaya has emphasized that amid growing climate variability and prolonged droughts. Dams serve as a critical water reserve for both irrigation and livestock farming, helping to stabilize rural livelihoods.
Call upon the government to expedite, you know, issues of building dams, because this is very critical, especially in providing water sources for irrigation activities. For farmers, like in this area, Hantanga, they are very much based in terms of advancing agricultural activities, you know, such as horticulture, and also in terms of securing the lives of the livestock, you know,
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Mining expert Edward Smukonda says addressing the country's power deficit is critical to sustaining the recent increase in copper production. This follows a report by the Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development showing a 29.9% rise in copper output during the first quarter of 2025. Mr. Smukonda has noted that while the increase is encouraging and moves Zambia closer to its target of producing 1 million metric tons of copper this year, more must be done to maintain the momentum. He has emphasized the need to resolve production-related challenges, cautioning that it is still too early to determine whether current trends are sufficient to achieve the long-term goal of 3 million metric tons by 2031.
You know, it looks impressive. It looks impressive, but we still have to look at other issues that, you know, affect the production for us to sit down and feel really comfortable. You know, our power deficit has not been sorted out, as per se. You know, we really need to look at our power deficit. Secondly, I think we need to support our small-scale producers, because they are contributing quite a lot to the GDP, you see. So I think it's important that we also look at the small-scale producers so that we encourage them. If the government, if possible, you know, give them some kind of support that they need so that, you know, they can overcome their overheads and be able to, you know, move positive.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A Kenyan member of parliament has been shot dead in the streets of the capital Nairobi by gunmen on a motorcycle in a suspected assassination. Police say the attackers had been trailing Charles Ong'ondo Were's vehicle before one of them got off the motorbike and shot him at close range. Police spokesperson Muchiri Nyaga said in a statement that the nature of this crime appears to be both targeted and predetermined. The opposition MP had 2 months ago complained about threats to his life, local media reported. The BBC has more.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has hailed a deal on the joint exploitation of Ukrainian mineral resources as a milestone in the prosperity of both countries. He also called it an important step in ending the war between Russia and Ukraine. For Kyiv, the deal is seen as essential to ensure its access to future US military aid. Defeated Democratic candidate Kamala Harris has accused President Trump of provoking what she called the greatest man-made economic crisis. The US economy contracted in the first quarter of the year after 4 years of growth under the Biden administration, in which Ms. Harris was vice president. A Chinese state-backed blog site is reporting that Washington asked Beijing to engage in trade talks aimed at bringing down the two countries' huge reciprocal tariffs. Syrian officials say they've retaken a Damascus suburb which had seen a big surge in fighting between a Druze militia and troops backing the government. The security forces say they suffered heavy casualties before regaining control of the suburb south of the capital.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Zambia's girls' handball teams are representing the nation with pride at the 2025 Zone 6 IHF Trophy Tournament, taking place in Harare, Zimbabwe from 28th April to 3rd May. The competition brings together 9 Southern African countries: Mozambique, Malawi, Eswatini, Lesotho, Namibia, South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, and the host, Zimbabwe.